Yeah, here it says, no? I am just reminding you few things what we read about. This is the one. Here it starts here. Sarvadamodar. Please read it. Only the translations we will read now.
Swarup Damodar also arrived the next day. He was a very intimate friend of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's and he was an ocean of transcendental mellows.
Yeah, see it says Rasera Sagar. Prabhu Atyanta Marmi Rasera Sagar. Very intimate friend of Lord Chaitanya and also the ocean of transcendental mellows. See, what was his earlier name? Purushottama Acharya Tara Nama Purvashrame Navadvipe Chilateha Prabhura Charane. He says that he was actually residing in Navadvip. His earlier name was Swarup Damodar. His earlier name was Purushottama Acharya. And this Purushottama Acharya was living in Navadvip Dham under the shelter of Mahaprabhu. And then when Mahaprabhu went to Katwa and took sannyas, he became broken hearted. So he left for Varanasi. Prabhu sannyas deki unmatahaya sannyasa grahana kaila Varanasi giya. So he went to and then he took shelter of one Chaitanyananda Guru. He gave him sannyas and under him he studied the Vedanta Padiya. And then Paramavirakta will recite this verse, very beautiful verse. Parama virakta teha parama pandita kayamane ashriyache Sri Krishna charita. He is a very renounced on one hand and he was a very learned personality. Kayamane ashriyache Sri Krishna charita. In a body mind words were completely absorbed in Krishna's pastimes. So he would not divert his attention to anything else. He was so absorbed that he didn't want to be recognized by the public also. What he did? Nishchinte Krishna Bhajiba Eita Karane Unmade Karilateha Sanyasa Grahane. Without any disturbance, I will fully worship Krishna due to this particular desire. Unmada Karila. He went mad. He thought that if I live amongst the people, they will always disturb me. Let me take sannyas and be aloof. So he took sannyas for that purpose of worshipping Krishna without any disturbance. Sannyasa Karila Shikha Sutra Tyaga Rupa Yoga Patananila Namahaila Swarupa. Yeah. Although he took sannyas, there are many things. And when you take sannyas, if you see the Mayavada Sampradaya, if you take sannyas, they cut the shikha, they cut the sacred thread and all that, and they wear a saffron dress. He didn't accept any of these symbols. He just wore white only, like a Babaji only. Although he took sannyas, he kept himself aloof. He remained an Ashtika Brahmachari all his life. He kept his Brahmachari name, Swarup. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept his earlier name as Chaitanya only. He didn't change it to Bharati or Saraswati or Tirtha or anything like that. He kept that only. Guru Tai Agyamage Ayla Nila Chale Ratri Dine Krishna Prema Ananda Vihvale. Day and night he was always floating in the bliss of ecstatic love for Krishna and he took the permission of Chaitanya Goswami, Sanyas Guru, and left for Nilachal. Now he is coming here. Panditya avadi vakya nahi karo sane. Nirjane rahaye loka sab nahi jane. See, panditya avadi, it is said. You heard this? Shastra Bhagavata Avadi, it is said. Which means the limit of all the Shastras is Bhagavatam. If one has studied Bhagavatam, he knows all Shastra. He says, you don't have to study anything else, he says. Similarly, here he says, Panditya Avadhi means what? He is the limit of Panditya. Which means he was so learned, you name a subject, anything related to spirituality, religion, he can speak for hours. He was very, very learned, deeply realized. and he is saying, Vakya naha na karosane. But he wouldn't speak one word with anybody. Now you may say, if he is such a great Pandita, was he doing debates? Did he become a Digvijay Pandit? Did he travel around to establish his scholarship? No, that he didn't do. One word he will not speak. Why? Nirjana rahaye. He lived alone. He didn't mix with people. Loka sava nahi jane. He didn't want it to be noticed by people. He didn't want it to be popular amongst people. He didn't propagate anything about his scholarship. You can see these are amazing qualities of great souls. Amazing, no? Actually, one of the greatest care that anyone who wishes to preach the message of Krishna consciousness should keep in mind is to glorify the Lord and praise the Lord and glorify the message that we are presenting rather than, you know, push oneself in the front. Like, for example, there are many Kathakars who dress very affluently. They wear gold chain, they wear gold strapped watch, gold rings in the hand, they wear a very gorgeous type of dress and decorations. So you will find the result of many such kind of thing is lot of thousands of people come. They will clap hands and hear for entertainment and they go away. So many times the purpose for which one is distributing the message is defeated. Actually Bhagavatam says Nivritta Tarshair Vagyamanat. One should be free from all material desires. That's the qualification. It doesn't say what kind of watch you should wear, you know, what kind of dress you should wear. So one should whatever service we do, like we are dressing the deity, sometimes after dressing the deity a person comes out and asks, dressing kaisa aaj, how is the dressing? And then person says, hey, marvelous, I have never seen anybody decorating so beautifully. I don't know who did the dressing of this beautiful Radha Krishna or Gauranitha. Then this fellow would say, who else except me? Nobody can dress like this. Sometimes people openly say that. If somebody says like that, then once my spiritual master was saying, you are actually decorating your false ego. You are not decorating the deities, you are decorating your false ego. Same thing with our prachar. If we try to pay too much emphasis to vak chaturyam, if we pay too much emphasis to the skills, you know, how you know, appeal to the people, although we try to present well, but one should not get too much drawn by those things because the purpose will be lost. Here he says, Panditya Ravadi, Vakya Nahi Karasane. He is the limit of Panditya, but he doesn't speak one word unnecessarily. He is not in a mood of conquering the world. He is a humble devotee. I always lived aloof from the people in general. He didn't mix with people. He was always chanting the holy name and absorbed in pastimes of Krishna. And these are great souls. Swarup is like this, Madhavan Tirupati was like this, you see. Yeah. And then he's saying, now today's verse here. Krishna rasa tatva veta deha prema rupa sakshat mahaprabhura dvitiya swarupa. See, Krishna rasa tatva veta, he knew the rasa tatva very deeply. Just like Ramanand Raya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were discussing, it went deeper and deeper, no? You know, first it came to Prema Bhakti and then five rasas. In that also position of gopis, then position of Radharani and Radha Krishna exchanges. It went higher and higher. So in the same manner, he is also very deeply learned. Therefore, Mahaprabhu was very happy to have Swarup Damodar with him. Whenever anybody would bring anything, Mahaprabhu would tell Swarup, first you meet him, meet that fellow. If it is not having any rasabhas, then you bring it to me. Rasabhas means improper mixing of rasas. Like for example, one example I'll tell you. One poet came to Jagannath Puri and Bhagavan Acharya brought him. I think his name is Gopala Bhattacharya or somebody. Gopala Bhattacharya, I think. He brought him to the Vaishnavas. And this fellow said, I have written a poem about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath. And all Vaishnavas were very innocent. They said, wow, how wonderful. About Jagannath, about Mahaprabhu, you would like to hear? Then everybody gathered and assembled. So, some Vaishnavas were a little suspicious when they heard the poem. It appeared to be a little faulty. So they told Bhagavan Acharya, better you go to Swarup Damodar and check it with him first. So, and then we can hear more, because we don't want to hear unless we are very confident. So he was taken to, and also Bhagavan Acharya thought, if one Swarupa approves, Swarupa approves, everybody will be happy. It's like acid test, as we say now. It's like acid litmus test. So when he asked the Sarvadamadhar, asked him, okay, tell me, what's your verse? He asked. So the fellow said, this is a poem. He read the poem. The poem said, Jagannath is a stationary God and Lord Chaitanya is a moving God. Like that he said. And Sarvadam became very angry. He said, what are you talking? Actually, Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are non-different. Both are one. And from your words, it appears that Jagannath is only a wood. It cannot move. It appears like that, which is a great aparadha to the deity. And you are speaking as if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the soul of Jagannath. It's very offensive for Krishna. The body and soul are same. So your poetry has a flaw. It is Mayavad. So then all the Vaishnavas understood, oh, we never knew this. So that fellow felt himself like a duck among swans. He felt like that. So that fellow cried and he fell at the feet. He was a simple person. And fortunately, he had a devotional bent of mind. As soon as Swarupadamodara chastised, he accepted it. And Swarupadamodara immediately took sympathy, pity on him and said, anyway, I appreciate your desire to write a poem in glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we don't want to reject your poem. You modify the poem properly. And then you submit it. Then it will be accepted. So he modified the poem. With proper Vaishnava Siddhanta. Then he was accepted. And that fellow never left Puri. All his life he lived in Puri. But why I am telling you, Mahaprabhu will not hear anyone unless they are put in the screening committee of Swarup Damodar. Now Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai, these are right hand and left hand of Mahaprabhu. Once His Grace Jananivas Prabhu was telling us in Mayapur, in this world, there are two ways you can assist Lord Chaitanya, he said. One is, whole night you have to be awake and you have to sing poems from, you know, Chandidas, and you have to sing poems from Billa Mangal Thakur's Krishna Karanamrita, which was very favorite for Mahaprabhu. Or you have to sing poetry from Srimad Bhagavatam, isn't it? Yeah, Gita Govinda. And you have to pacify Mahaprabhu, knowing his mood and mindset on that particular day. There are various emotions will arise. There is pranaya, raga, anuraga, bhava, mahabhava, different things. So according to what Mahaprabhu needs that particular day, you have to, you know, reciprocate with his mood. And then he will become very jubilant with you. You will be happy, he will be happy. Or you can take Prabhupada's books and go and distribute in the market. So he asked which one you all think is little more easy. Everybody said distributing Prabhupada's books. So he said, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's two activities. One is relishing Krishna Prema, like how Radharani and Gopis executed devotion service. And another one is reaching out that mercy. One is relishing mercy, another one is reaching out mercy. So Mahaprabhu reaching out mercy through Nityananda and Haridas Thakur. So we can become followers of Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, and we can also reach out mercy by distributing books, which is much more easy for us. Because other job is tough job. When Mahaprabhu want to relish, the devotion, you know, to sing the appropriate poem. If you sing any rasabhas, you will get a solid scolding. Correct, no? If you release a wrong verse. So, therefore it's not a very easy job. But Swarup could do that. Krishna rasa tattva veta deha prema rupa sakshat mahaprabhura dvitiya swarupa. He says here, you see, he directly represented Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his second expansion, which means Dalita and Vishakha are the most dear to Srimati Radharani. And they are right and left hand of Radharani. So Dalita became Swarup Damodar and Vishakha became Ramananda Rai. So that is one of the qualities of Srimati Radharani, Saki Pranayita Vasha. She becomes controlled by her intimate associates Dalita and Vishakha. So that means Lalita and Vishakha are Radharani's teachers in loving dealings. So you can understand that is the kind of role Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodara played for Mahaprabhu in this Leela. Granta Shloka Gita Keha Prabhu Pashayane Swarupa Pariksha Kailaye Pache Prabhu Shune That is what I told you. Mahaprabhu will, any kind of songs or book or verses are brought to him to be recited before Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu will first say, go to Swarup Damodar. He will scream, only then he will agree to listen. Bhakti Siddhanta Viruddha Ararasa Bhasa Shunite Nahaya Prabhura Chittera Ullasa. If anything goes against the path of devotion service, Mahaprabhu doesn't derive any pleasure, any bliss in that. And if it is a rasa bhasa. So, Prabhupada, read this, please. He explains what is rasa bhasa, he will explain now.
Bhakti Siddhanta Viruddha refers to that which is against the principle of unity in diversity, philosophically known as achintya bheda bhed, simultaneous oneness and difference. Whereas rasa bhas is something that may appear to be transcendental mellow, but actually is not. Those who are pure Vaishnavas should avoid both these things opposed to devotional service. This misconception is practically parallel to Mayavad philosophy. If one indulges in Mayavad philosophy, he gradually falls down from the platform of devotional service. By overlapping mellows, rasabhas, one eventually becomes Prakruta Sahajya and takes everything to be very easy. One may also become a member of Baula community and gradually become attracted to material activities.
Yeah. Like, what is this Baul community? Baul is not a bad word. Baul is actually a good word. Baul actually means pure devotee. Who is the Paramahamsa? Who is like transcendental? Avaduta. He is called Baula. Baula actually means one who is completely Dehasmritina he are. What is that? Samsara kaha? Samsara kopa kaha tar. So, like the gopis, do you think gopis are to be liberated? No, they are already liberated platform. In that connection, Mahaprabhu said this verse. Dehasmriti nahi yaar, samsara kupa kahan tar. Where is the need for a pure devotee paramahamsa to be liberated from the world? He is already on a liberated platform. So that is Baul. But Aula Baula people are imitators of avaduta. That is the problem. As soon as the moment one imitates great souls, and just like that story we hear now, Haridas Thakur fainted unconscious and another fellow wanted to imitate him and he was beaten by that snake charmer and driven away, isn't it? So, you find that this kind of imitation is seen among sahajiyas and that is actually condemned. Please read further.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore advised us to avoid Bhakti Siddhanta Virodha and Rasabhas. In this way the devotee can remain pure and free from fall downs. Everyone should try to remain aloof from Bhakti Siddhanta Virudha and Rasabhas.
Ate eva swarupa ge kare parikshana Shuddhaya yadi prabhure karana shravana.
It was the practice of Swarup Damodar Goswami to examine all literatures to find out whether their conclusions were correct. Only then would he allow them to be heard by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yeah. Same point about Rasabhas mentioned here also, yeah. Vidyapati Chandidasa Sri Gita Govinda. Eitina Gita Karana. Prabhura Ananda. Yeah.
Shri Swarup Damodar used to read the poems of Vidyapati and Chandidas and Jayadeva Goswami Shri Gita Govinda. He used to make Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very happy by singing these songs.
Sangeete Gandharva Sama Shastre Brihaspati. Damodar Samara Nahi Mahamati. In singing, how Swarup Damodar was? Very nectarian, like a Gandharva he would sing. And in the Nipunata, in the Shastra, he was like the guru of the demigods, Brihaspati. And Damodara, Damodar name itself means one is a good singer. They are called as Amoda. Amoda actually means, it comes in another purport, Prabhupada explains. So Damodar Samara Nahi Mahamati, he is saying, no great personality like him. In this world, you can't find such a personality like him. Yeah. See here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to call him Damodar because of his expert singing and musical skills. The name Damodar was given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and added to the name given by his sannyas guru. He was therefore, so sannyas guru only gave him the name Swarupa and Mahaprabhu made him Damodar because of his sweet singing. And also he compiled a book called as Sangeeta Damodar. Advaita Nityanandera Paramapriyatama Srivasadi Bhakta Ganera Haya Pranasama. This Swarupa Damodar was very dear to the heart of Advaita Acharya Nityanand Prabhu, and for the devotees he was life itself, he is saying. For them it's like pran. Why? Because many people cannot approach Mahaprabhu directly, but they can approach Swarupa Damodar. And in the same manner, Advaita Acharya Nityananda, they loved him very dearly because he is a very personal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And anything they want to know about Mahaprabhu, they may not ask Mahaprabhu directly. Many times they will ask through him. So in this way, he was very, very dear life and soul of all devotees. Sri Damodara Asi Dandavata Haila Sharane Padiya Shloka Padite Lagila. You find all these great souls, when they go to meet a great personality, as soon as the first thing they do is fold the palms, offer Dandavat Pranam, Sashtanga Dandavat Pranam, and they get up, they will tell a verse. What did Rupa Sanatan say in Ramkeli when they saw Mahaprabhu with the millions of people all chanting the holy names very loudly and dancing? When they came and saw, what they said? Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha. Prabhupada also explains, and Parampuja Radha Govind Maharaj was speaking in one lecture I heard. He said, when they offered obeisances to him, they said, Namo Mahavadanyaya, they said. And immediately Mahaprabhu asked them, hey, I am magnanimous, you are saying, I am a beggar. How can a beggar be merciful? I have nothing to give. I am simple beggar, he said. No. What you are giving in charity is Krishna Prema Pradayate. You are giving Krishna Prema to all the jivas, he is saying. And nobody can give Krishna Prema like the way you can give. Therefore, we have concluded that who are you? You are Krishnaya. Immediately Mahaprabhu says, hey, you are calling me Krishna. But look at my color. I have a golden complexion and I am not Shamsundar. And then they are saying, Krishnaya, Krishna Chaitanya Namne, your name is Krishna Chaitanya. Gauratvishe Nama. You are golden in complexion, but you are Krishna only. Although you are not exhibiting that Sham Sundar Varna. So, they fell at the feet of Mahaprabhu. This was one thing that I was deeply touched to. One of the first books I was given by His Holiness Bhaktira Samad Maharaj in my IIT days was TLC book, because I had a lot of Mayavad questions. So, that's a book he gave. So, I was reading. All the pastimes were very impressive. I read Bhattacharya, I read Prakashan Saraswati. When I came to this Ramkeli section, there I read this, both of them offering obeisances. I was really moved to tears in that particular scene of Ramkeli, Mahaprabhu, everybody raising the arms. Actually, that contained people who were from all classes of people. There were Shudras, there are Pamaras, and they actually cannot study any Shastra, learn anything. But the path of Bhakti is so powerful. Like Krishna says, Sriya Shudras, Sriya Vaishyastata Shudras, Teya Pyanti Paramgati. Mahaprabhu gave such a simple method which any kind of person in any category, richest of the rich, poorest of the poor, educated, uneducated, everybody can participate in this movement. And they both offered obeisance and said, nobody till now in this creation has given mercy like the way you are distributing. Therefore they said, Paramakaruna Bahudvijana. Nithai Gaur Chandra Sabha Avatara Sara Shiromani Kevalan. He is actually the crest jewel of all the avatars. Have you ever seen, you name one avatar which is coming dancing with raised arms? Show me one avatar anywhere. Every avatar comes with some weapon. You find, Vishnu carries Shankh Chakra Gada Padma, Varaha carries a Gada, and Narasingha doesn't carry any weapon, but he is with his own nail he cuts. Isn't it? All the incarnations come to destroy the demons and, establish dharma. But you find these two lords are the most sweet lord. Beautifully raising the arms and dancing. And their path is very, very sweet path. Kevala? Ananda Kanda. In the same manner, now Swarup Damodar is coming to Puri and is meeting Mahaprabhu after a long time. He has not seen Mahaprabhu in Sanyas Vesh till now. Because he knew him in Navadvipa as what? Nimai Pandit. Now he is going to see him as a sannyasi in Gambira. As soon as he saw Mahaprabhu, he offered obeisances. Sai Damodara Asi Dandavata Haila Charana Padiya Shloka Padite Lagila. This is a very, very famous shloka. Just as famous as the other verse, you all know, the Radha Krishna Pranay Vikriti Radhini Shakti Rasmat. Similar, as much as that is famous, this is also very famous. See what he said. Helo dunita kedaya vishadaya pronmila damo amodaya. Shamyat. Okay, I'll make it like this, little bigger. So I have to go there and give it just 1 minute. Make it a little more bigger, you can see clearly. Alright? Helo dhunita kedaya vishadaya pronmila damodaya. Shamyat Shastra Vivadaya Rasadaya Chittar Piton Madaya. Shashwat Bhakti Vinodaya Samadaya Madhurya Maryadaya. Sri Chaitanya Dayanidhe Tavadaya Bhuyat Amandodaya. Yeah. See the meaning. Hela Uddhanita. Khedaya. Vishadaya. Actually, he's saying about to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you bestow transcendental bliss on all the living entities and you drive away all their grief. Hela Uddhanita. Khedaya. Vishadaya. Pronmilat Amodaya. You awaken the transcendental bliss in all the jivas. And then he's saying, Shamyat Shastra Vivadaya Rasadaya. You stop all the false and foolish and crazy arguments made by Mayavadis, impersonalists, all kinds of people, by feeding them Rasadaya, by mercifully distributing transcendental mellows to them. Like Bhattacharya, he was arguing all kinds of things. But then after he Rasadaya, he got the Krishna Tattva Rasa, then completely he became Shamyat. He stopped such arguments. Shamyat Shastra Vivadaya Rasadaya Chitta Arpita Unmadaya. Not only this Krishna Rasa pacifies a person, it produces Unmada. One becomes mad, after that one starts dancing. Like that he's saying. And then he's saying Chitta Arpita Unmadaya. Then Shashwat Bhakti Vinodaya. It stimulates devotion in the heart of everybody. Samadaya, and it also produces ecstasy. First it stimulates devotion, then the devotion goes to the stage of ecstasy. Because stimulating devotion means you practice Vaidhi Bhakti. Then you come to Raganuga. And then he's saying, Madhurya Maryadaya, the limit is conjugal love, Radha Krishna Prema. Sri Chaitanya Dayanidhe, oh ocean of mercy, oh Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Tava Daya Bhuyat. Amandodaya. So he's saying, may the good fortune he's saying, your auspicious mercy pose for, okay. Saying, may transcendental bliss be awakened within my heart by your causeless mercy. Like that he's praying. This is the translation.
O ocean of mercy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let there be an awakening of your auspicious mercy, which easily drives away all kinds of material lamentation by making everything pure and blissful. Indeed, your mercy awakens transcendental bliss and covers all material pleasures. By your auspicious mercy, quarrels and disagreements arising among different scriptures are vanquished. Your auspicious mercy pours forth transcendental mellows and thus causes the heart to jubilate. Your mercy, which is full of joy, always stimulates devotional service and glorifies conjugal love of God. May transcendental bliss be awakened within my heart by your causeless mercy.
Purport important. Read the purport, please. This important verse.
This important verse, Sri Chaitanya Chandrodaya Nataka, specifically describes the Lord's causeless mercy. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is most magnanimous personality of Godhead, distributes his causeless mercy in three ways to the conditioned soul. Every living entity is morose in the material world because he is always in want. He undergoes a great struggle for existence and tries to minimize his miserable condition by squeezing the utmost pleasure out of this world. But the living entity is never successful in this endeavor. While in the miserable condition, a person sometimes seeks the favor of Supreme Personality of Godhead, but this is very difficult for materialistic people to obtain. However, when one becomes Krishna conscious by the grace of the Lord, the fragrance of the lotus feet of the Lord expands, and in this way a materialist may gain freedom from his miseries. Actually, his mind is cleansed by his transcendental connection with the lotus feet of the Lord. At such a time, one is enlightened by the loving service of the Lord.
Yeah. See, the problem in the material world is what? If you chase after the material objects, thinking that they'll give you pleasure, do they give pleasure? After a long time, one realizes. After trying to experience, one gets several slaps and whips and kicks and beats and punches and pounds. Then one is flat completely. One realizes, my Lord, I can't get happiness. But one cannot become peaceful now. Anyway, I can't get happiness with material pleasures. Leave it. But the soul by nature is what? Pleasure seeking. He has to get pleasure somewhere. If he's not getting in material life, then he takes a turn towards spiritual life. And oftentimes he gets to meet Mayavadis, or Nirvisheshwadis, or Buddhists, or dry processes. And there also he gets frustrated. So therefore you will read in the Bhagavatam 5th canto, one went from monkeys to the cranes and back to the monkeys, he says. That means one tries material pleasures, it doesn't work, he's not getting. So he goes to the crane, those are bogus gurus. Or like a shallow rivers where one jumps and breaks the head. And then one gets fed up in spiritual life also, then turns back to. And people say, hey, he has fallen down, all these fellows are rogues and rascals, I have realized. That means spiritualists are all cheaters. He comes to a sweeping conclusion, everybody is bad. And then he takes it back to, again, material life, like that he says. And that is the situation of the material world, most people. So, but he says here, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's path is such a wonderful path. Even such a materialist turns towards the Lord. Krishna Pada Padma Ganda Yehi Jana Pai. That is one verse, you know that? Brahma, you know the second line? Second line says, see, Krishna Pada Padma Gandha means if one has attained the fragrance of the dust of Krishna's lotus feet, even Brahma Loka Ara Sukha Nahi Pai. He is saying that, he will not aspire for the Sukham of Brahma's post, even Indra's post also. He just spits at all of it. He doesn't care. And that is the power of devotional service. And it is a fact, devotee is never impressed by the big material opulences of the material world. So he says the same point here, that the first mercy of, installment of mercy, or first thing that Mahaprabhu, three ways he gives mercy, correct? Now this is the first one. What is that? A hardcore materialist is a sense gratifier. Sense gratifier is lower than a jnani and a yogi also. Even such a sense gratifier can turn, practical example, Jagamalai, isn't it? They can turn towards the Lord and he will become satisfied in chanting, dancing, taking prasad, living with devotees, and he can forget the sense gratification. Read further. There are many.
There are many different kinds of scriptures, and by reading them, one often becomes puzzled.
But especially jnani type fellows. See, ordinary people never get puzzled because they don't understand only. They are ignorant. But those who are jnani type boys, they read all these Upanishads and the Mayavadi books and everything. They get completely twisted. They can't understand. Yeah. They become puzzled.
But when one receives the mercy of Lord, his confusion is mitigated. Not only are the scriptural disparities resolved, but a kind of transcendental bliss is awakened, and in this way one is fully satisfied.
Prakashananda Saraswati, Swaram Bhattacharya, they are all examples for this. Yeah.
The transcendental loving service of the Lord constantly engages the conditioned soul in serving Lord's lotus feet. Through such fortunate engagement, one's transcendental love for Krishna is increased. One's position is thus completely purified, and one is filled with transcendental bliss accompanied by spirit soul's jubilation.
Just see, this is the second category of jnanis. He says, Targika Srigala Sange Bhevu Bhevu Kari, like that he says in one verse. Earlier I was a dry logician, I was like a dry oiled cake in which oil has been extracted out. But by your association, my dear Lord Chaitanya, you know, now I am feeling the juice of Krishna consciousness, like that Bhattacharya is saying. So, read that further.
Thus the transcendental causeless mercy of Lord Krishna is manifested in the heart of the devotee. At such a time, material needs no longer exist. The lamentation that invariably accompanies material desires also vanishes. By the grace of the Lord, one is...
The material life is accompanied by three qualities. Shoka, Moha, Bhaya. Shoka of the past and Moha of the present and Bhaya of the future. So those things vanish by hearing Krishna Katha and chanting holy name. That verse says, you know, Yasyam vai shruyamanayam krishne paramapuruṣe bhaktirutpadyate pumsam shoka moha baya apaha. This verse says, by hearing Bhagavad Katha very attentively, sincerely, with transcendental faith, the bhakti will be arisen, and that is the main result. But the side result is what? Shoka moha baya apaha. That's as a, what do you call it? It's a side benefit you get, like that it says. Yes. Yeah.
By the grace of the Lord, one is elevated to transcendental position, and then the transcendental mellows of the spiritual world are manifested in him. One's devotional service then becomes firm, and one engages in the Lord's transcendental loving service with a great determination. All this combined to fully awaken the devotee's heart with love of Krishna.
Yes.
In the beginning, a conditioned soul is bereft of Krishna consciousness and is always morose in his material activities. Later, by associating with a pure devotee, one becomes inquisitive to know the absolute truth. In this way, one begins to engage in the transcendental service of the Lord. Next, by the Lord's grace, all misconceptions are vanquished and the heart is cleansed of all material dirt. It is only then that the pleasure of transcendental bliss is awakened.
So Prabhupada says in the very famous lecture which he spoke in New York in the very early days, he says, initially every living being in this world is struggling for sense gratification. They run round and round and round in this world. At one point of time, they get fed up with the senses. With the burning senses, they realize that, oh, I can't enjoy now. Then he is wondering, then he uses his mind to speculate. Can I find some alternative ways by which I can enjoy sense gratification without getting hurt? He tries to find out that. And then by mental speculation also, he is not able to arrive at solution. And then he uses his intelligence for what? To find out the source of this creation. Who created this world? Why they have kept suffering here? Why I can't be happy? So that means first the person is karmi, trying to enjoy. And the person speculating with the mind is jnani. And one who is looking for the source of all creation is yogi. He is a yogi. And one who is chanting Hare Krishna purpose is transcendental. Beyond all this, you know, gross or subtle or, you know, beyond all these platforms, he says. Yeah. Similar thing he is saying here also. Yeah. Such a devotee preaches all over the world. Okay. Uthaya Mahaprabhu Kailalingana Dui Jane Prema Veshe Hailaya Chaitana. Mahaprabhu lifted up Swarup Damodar and embraced him, and both of them became floating in love for Krishna, and they fell unconscious. Yeah. Katakshane dui jane sthirayabe haila tabe mahaprabhu tare kahite lagila. Yeah. For a long time it took them to regain their patience, and then Mahaprabhu now speaking to him. Tumi asibe aji sapne te dekila. Bala haila andhayena duhi netra paila. Today I saw in my dream that you are going to come today, and that dream has become true now. Bala haila, very nice. It's very good that you have come. He's saying like a blind man getting his eyes. I have been like a blind man, but after your coming, he has restored my vision. So one eye has come. Who is the other eye? Ramananda eye. Mahaprabhu considered these two most intimate associates, Swarup Damodar and Ramananda. Vaidur Mahaprabhu is saying that you, two of you are like my two eyes, very close to my heart.
Swarupa gahe Prabhu mora kshama aparadha. Tuma chadi anyatra geno karinu pramada.
Sardam said, I am supposed to be with you in Navadvip Dham, but then even you took sannyas, instead of accompanying you and serving you, I went elsewhere. He is saying that, you see, I gave up your company to go elsewhere. And that was my great mistake. He says,
Tomara charane mora nahi prema lesha. Toma chadi papi mui genu anya desha.
I don't even have a drop of love for you, my Lord. Otherwise, why such a sinner like me gave up your company and you are so anxious to be with me, but I left you and I went to other place. So I am the most sinful man, he's saying.
Muye toma chadila tume more na chadila. कृपा पाश गले बांधी चरणे अनिला.
Amazing. See what he is saying, you see. I gave up your company, but you did not give me up. By your rope of mercy, you have bound me by the neck and brought me back again to your lotus feet. You will recite again, such a beautiful verse it is.
मुई तुमा चाडिला, तुमी मोरे ना चाडिला.
See, mui toma chadila means what? I gave you up. Tumi more na chadila. You did not give me up. This is the meaning of a disciple and a guru. A disciple always tries to run away from guru, but guru chases after the disciple and brings him back to the track. Like Bhattadharis called Kalakrishnadas and told them, we will give you a beautiful building, you know, we will give you beautiful women, and you live in our community. So he was going away from Mahaprabhu. But what Mahaprabhu did? Caught hold of Vishika and pulled him back.
Muye toma chadila tumi more na chadila. Kripa pasha gale bandhi charane anila.
Beautiful verses.
Tabe swarupa kaila nitaira charana vandana jnananda prabhu kaila prema lingana.
So now after that Swarupa mother went to Nityanpu and offered obeisances. Nityanpu picked him up and embraced him.
Jagadananda mukunda shankara sarvabhauma sabhasange yata yogya karila milana.
Why Yata Yogya is said, you can't meet everybody in the same manner. With different people you have different type of relationships, correct? No? Like for example, you are going for Yatra, thousands of devotees have come. And they are meeting different devotees. Like when I would meet Gaurangapu, I will go and embrace him. When I meet Radha Gopinathpu, I will bow down to him. Correct? No? Or some boy is coming and offering obeisances, I lift him and give a pat on the back, pat. Haribol, Havari Prabhu, welcome to Dham. You speak like, when you see spiritual master, you offer Ashtanga Pranam. we behave differently with different yata, you know, you say deho nata yata, yata. So, in the same manner, Swarup's relationship with Mahaprabhu is the thickest. So, he embraced Mahaprabhu and then offered obeisances and everything. With Nityananda Prabhu also. With others, according to his relationship, you know, with different people. With some people, you may not embrace, you may just wish like this. Some people may offer obeisances, sometimes you receive obeisances, depending on your position, situation. These are the people. Nityananda, Prabhu Swarupa Damodar met Jagadananda Mukunda Shankara and all of them, okay?
Paramananda Purira Kaila Charana Vandana. Puri Gosai Tare Kaila Prema Lingana.
Then he offered obeisances to Paramananda Puri, Paramananda Puri embraced him and with great love, in ecstatic love.
महाप्रभु दिला तारे निवृत्ते वासा घर जलादि परिचर्या लागी दिल एक किंकर यस।
श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु देन गेव स्वरूप दामोदर रेसिडेंस इन अ सॉलिटरी प्लेस and ordered a servant to serve him with supply of water and other necessities.
Why solitary place? Because Swarup Damodar doesn't like to mix with people unnecessarily. He likes to be aloof and constantly chant the holy name in ecstatic love. So he gave him like that. So now next section starts from 130, which we will see in the next class. The next section will be... Now... Lord will accept Govinda as a servant. That's the next section which comes. So, that is one section. And then Brahmananda Bharati's arrival. That's the last section, I think. Yes. These are the two important sections pending now. And then Lord receiving Kashishwara is another small section. But the main sections are two things. Brahmananda Bharati's arrival in Jagannath Puri is very important. Lessons are coming in that also. And prior to that, Lord accepting Govinda as a servant here. So these two we will complete. Probably in the next class we will complete this chapter, I think. These are not very big themes, but important themes. We will complete them. So the Swarup Damodar's, you know, character and qualities and traits and his dealings, everything we learn today in this amazing section of about Swarup Damodar. So Mahaprabhu's certain associates are very close to him, like Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Rai, Gadadhar Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaitacharya Prabhu. So in certain Charitamrita you get a picture of all these, each of these personalities, their qualities, worth meditating upon. Shri Swarup Damodar ki, Shri Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu ki, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Shri Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much.